Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
As you know, what you focus on appreciates. Energy follows thought. When you turn your back on something, it dies from inattention. The only way to deal with the darkness, there's not enough, is turn toward the light. There is always enough. But you do have to know that this is true, or your turning away is but a meaningless, empty gesture. In the universe as God created it, there really is always enough of everything, because everything is thought. And of that, there is an infinite supply. Because you were created in the image and likeness of God, your thoughts have absolute power. This very important fact carries with it both good and bad news. The good news is that what you think has to manifest. The bad news is that what you think has to manifest. Nothing is true or false in your personal experience until you say it is. If you say there is not enough, all of the available abundance becomes inaccessible to you. If you say and believe that there is always enough, what you require from one moment to the next will be manifested and magnetized to you. If we look at this concept from the perspective of quantum physics, its importance may become clearer. The ancients called it the primeval ocean, the sea of chaos, or the amniotic fluid, and modern science calls it the quantum field. It is, by whatever name, the realm of all possibilities. The Bible says that at creation we were given dominion over the earth and the free will to name everything. Well, to me, that translates as, by my thoughts, I create my own reality. My thoughts are seeds, and the quantum field is the soil, and whatever I drop into it grows after its own kind. A strawberry seed becomes a strawberry, a rose seed becomes a rose, and my beliefs about my circumstances become my circumstances. I am the farmer, and my mind is the field in which I sow and reap my life. In order for an individual to incarnate and thus get into this game, she must make up a story that will be utilized in the playing of the game. The irony of this is that although you must have a story to get inside the game, there is no way to win the game inside the story. The sole purpose of the story is to allow the player to encounter people and situations that are like obstacles that must be overcome. These obstacles are the projected guilt that one is carrying from who knows or cares where or when. They highlight the places in one's consciousness where the wholeness of God is seen as fragmented parts, and where one sees himself and others as one of these isolated, damaged fragments, instead of as a part of this magnificent wholeness that works to the benefit of the all.